Good morning, church. It is October 3rd. I cannot believe it's already October, but it is October 3rd. We are still shut down due to COVID cases here at the church, but next week, next Sunday, we will be open. October 10th, we will be back in service in front of you guys, so we're pretty excited about that. Today, as many of you know, we finished our sermon series last Sunday, so we're going to start a new sermon series called Forgotten Virtues. You know, I just want to say that I feel like that society today has forgotten its main, you know, its virtues. And I kind of laugh about it because, you know, you're supposed to grow as an individual. And these virtues I was always growing up with were, you know, something I was taught from a young age. And I just don't see them anymore. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to deep into that and see what happens. But if you have your Bible and you are following along, please open your Bible to Mark chapter 6. You know, sadly, I think that our culture, a lot of us live without honor. And so that's going to be the first forgotten virtue that we talk about is living without honor. You know, in a lot of countries, when you go and you meet the leadership of that country, you want to bring a gift. You know, it doesn't have to be something inexpensive. It can be something very simple, but it's showing honor when you go to present them with a gift. I mean, it's so important because you present them with a gift with both hands, and they receive the gift with both hands. You know, we had a guy we used to work for when I was working with my family on the plumbing business that his big thing was handshakes. And it always irritated me because he would shake my hand, but he would try to grab my hand fast, really fast. So basically, I wasn't able to get a good grip. So it made me look like a big sissy because I had this wobbly handshake, you know. And he told me, I remember him telling me, he's like, real men shake hands and they squeeze hard. And that's something that I always remember. That was back when I was a little kid. And I still remember that. But he had one of the strongest handshakes that I've ever remembered. But it was, he said, it presents a good front. You know, when you meet somebody and you shake their hands, you know, sometimes first impressions say everything. And I've learned that in my life. My parents drilled that into me from day one. And I feel like that I have a good handshake. I have a good perception of what I do. And a lot of us do. But in the long run, we stop. You know, and it's no difference with other people. You know, just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean you don't treat them with respect. And somehow when I say live with honor, the sermon series is going to more of a respectful place, because I mean, virtues are pretty much respect, correct? You know, let me give you the context of the Mark chapter 6. You know, Jesus was returning back to his hometown, not his birthplace. Let's remember that, not his birthplace, but the place where he grew up. You know, a year prior to his visit, he was actually ran out of town, and his own people threatened to kill him. So he comes back after his tour, which, you know, he was been preaching at other places and in the world. And, you know, we would call it a teaching tour now, where he was teaching God's word and doing his thing and doing miracles. You know, he raised the dead. He opened blind's eyes. He healed deaf ears. You know, he did all this stuff. But in Mark chapter 6, verse 1 says, Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What's the wisdom that has been given him that he even does miracles? In other words, wow, this guy's amazing. You know, his teaching is so powerful. His miracles are amazing. How can he do things? Then hit verse 3, someone says, isn't this the carpenter? Okay, I want to elute that right there. Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son? The brother of James, Joseph, Judah, and Simon? aren't his sisters with here with us? And they took offense at him. Okay, I want to be perfectly clear that they judged him immediately. Like, they no more than talked about how amazing he was, and then all of a sudden, isn't that the carpenter? Why? What's up with that? Isn't that the ordinary guy that we grew up around? You know, wasn't Jesus the kid in class that was annoying? Oh my gosh, because the teacher always liked him. They didn't like me. You know, we all do it. We've done it. You know, we hold people to an accountability, to a standard where they can't live up to. The sad thing is Jesus could live up to his reputation, and they still judged him. You know, it's funny to me that people act like, oh, you should respect me. I've been this, and this. But yet their actions don't speak. You know, in Mark 6:3, you know, it says, isn't he the carpenter? Well, here's my question for you. What does the carpenter have to do with anything? Does his brothers matter? His sisters? No. They shouldn't be judging him on who his sisters are or that he was a carpenter or what he was like when he was little. They should have looked at his works now, not then. You know, Jesus said to them in Mark 6:4, he said, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and his own house is a prophet without honor. What does honoring do? You know, everybody knows what dishonoring is. It devalues and you tear down. To honor someone is to believe that the best about them. It has nothing to do with praising them. It has nothing to do with worshiping them. It's believing the best in them. You know, when they sit there and they say, when he said, only in his hometown among his relatives and his own house is a prophet without honor. You know, Jesus could do miracles. And before he left, after being dishonored, he couldn't do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. That's Mark 6:5. And I want to reiterate that. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Now check this out. It doesn't say he wouldn't. It doesn't say Jesus would not. The Bible says he could not do any miracles except lay his hands on a few sick people. Wow. Then he ends with, he was amazed at their lack of faith. You know, I don't fully understand this, you know, but where there was a lack of faith, there was a lack of honor. And where there was a lack of honor, there was a lack of faith. Jesus could not do what he could do in other places where they believed in him and they honored him. Tragically, we've become that culture for the most part. We live without honor. We quit respecting other people. We quit respecting our average individual. You know, for the first group that are taking notes, the Bible is incredibly clear. And in Exodus 20:12, it says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You know, we were told from a young age to honor our fathers and mothers. And you know, that is a word that most people overpreach. Exodus 20:12 is overpreached. That's just the way that it is. If you're going to preach a sermon and you're going to have kids in there, you're going to preach that sermon because you say, oh, the kids need to hear this. You know, but what happened? We don't follow that anymore. Look at what's going on in the world today. You think these all these shootings and stuff of 13, 14, 12-year-olds, they honor their parents. Well, the problem is some of them don't have parents. But the lack of honor that they have is what makes it rough. You know, parenting's hard. Parenting is difficult. You know, it's really hard. But when you have a society that lives the way that they do, it's hard to raise your kids in a different way than what society is telling them to live. You know, above all else, you know, I honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I honor the Son of God, the risen Christ. You know, why is it that we are a culture without honor? Why is it? I'll tell you why it is. If you are taking notes, write this down. The reason of culture is dishonoring is because people aren't honoring God. All true honor is born out of a heart surrendered to the King of Kings. You know, Psalms 22:23 says, "You will fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him, revere him. All your descendants of Israel." The problem is we are treating God like a common person. They did it. Back in his hometown. They treat him like a common person. You know, we are too familiar with him. He's too ordinary. He's just the big guy upstairs that we pray to, that he answers our prayers, and then we go home. We come to church on Sunday, we sit here and we leave and it's over. It's okay, we honored God on Sunday. Okay, I guess Sundays only matters, right? You know, unless you leave here and you live in it and you honor God every day, can you call yourself a Christian? Just curious. You know, I know a lot of people that honor a lot of celebrities and a lot of baseball players and all that. And that's fine. You can respect them. You know, I respect baseball players. You know, I don't always agree with some of the things they do. But it took them hard work to get there. They didn't just make it on their own. They worked their butts off to get there. You know, Babe Ruth. We're going to use this. Babe Ruth, you know, everybody knows Babe Ruth. He was one of the best home run hitters in the world. He was. Back in the day, he signed 7 home run bats. He hit 7 home runs. He took the bats. He signed them, autographed them. And the very first one was lost for decades. They've never found it. They found 6, but they never found that very first one because he numbered them. You know, nobody knew where it was. They found out where it was. They tracked it back. And what happened years ago, his agent gave it out to a home run contest when some guy won it, and then he just disappeared. You know, they didn't know where he was, what he was. They didn't know who he was. They didn't know anything. For years, he kept this as an honored possession. You know, on his deathbed, he had outlived everybody in his family, and he gave it to his nurse. His nurse. The woman who was serving him and made him the big, she was the closest person to him. Well, she didn't know anything about it. So for the next 18 years, she kept it in a safe, placed under her bed in honor of the guy who gave it to her. You know, she came on hard times financially, and she was trying to open up a business, so she thought she would see if the bat was worth anything. She took it down to a sports place and said, "Is this worth anything?" And the guy's eyes got big. He walked out and went and brought in other people and experts. She's like, "I'm sorry, man, but this is actually, we think, the very first of 7 autographed Babe Ruth bats." So it went to an auction, and in 2006, it sold for $1.3 million. She opened a restaurant, she took all the remaining money, and she started a foundation to serve the children that Babe Ruth wanted to serve the end of his life. When the reporter asked her, why did you put all that money into a foundation to help others? She said the bat was only valuable because Babe Ruth's name was on it. So the only reasonable thing I could do was something that would honor his life because he made it valuable. You know, you are valuable because of what Jesus did. And if you are a believer, because his name is in your heart. You know, the only response we have is to do something with our lives to honor him. Sadly, though, here is what the Bible says. In Isaiah 29:13, it says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, it's pretty bad when it says that in the Bible. Because that's what happens. They honor me. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to look at it so I don't mess it up, because everybody knows me, but I can mess up verses. These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, when I read this, the first thing I think of is, can you walk the walk, but can you talk the talk? But let's do it the backwards. Can you talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? It's easy to tell people how to follow Jesus and what they should be doing. But what are you doing when you're not in front of other people? I mean, guys, this is so real and so important that this is like the Bible verse of the year. These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but the hearts are far from me. Their hearts are far from me. You know, too many times I see Christians like fold up and not give honor, they don't even give honor to God. You know, there is such a thing as dishonoring somebody and bringing shame upon your family. That was back in the day saying. But somehow from the very beginning of time to now, we've lost the honor that we had for the people. The honor that people would grow up. Because you would become somebody of honor, and somebody would give you honor for doing something, but then a million people will tear you down and try to find a reason not to honor you. It's pretty bad when people start finding reasons not to honor something instead of trying to look at the good in things. And believe it or not, it happens in the Christian world more than anywhere. Sometimes you try to find out what God isn't doing so you can complain that God isn't doing something. Oh, God isn't helping me with this. Oh, I prayed to God and he hasn't answered this. He probably answered it. It just isn't the way you wanted it. You know, I want to end today with Isaiah 29:13 again, because it is so important, guys. These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, guys, we've heard this verse, we've preached on it before, but yet, are our hearts really close to God if we're not honoring others? You might not like the person. You might not like what they do. You might not like how they handle themselves. But is that a reason not to give them honor for what they have done? What they have accomplished in their life? You know, Jesus respects, you know, he expects our honor, and we are to honor him, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. But somehow we lost that. We come into church on Sunday, we sit down in our pews, we do our same thing we do every single Sunday, but yet if something's off in worship or off in the Sunday or this doesn't go this way, we get mad about it because, well, that's not how we used to do it, or that's not what we used to do. Well, I didn't know that there was a written rule on what needed to be done. We're here to honor God. We're not here to have a service that is the same way it needs to be done for years and years and years. You know, Christ wants your heart to be close to him, not far from him. So today, as we close, I want everybody to remember that just because things aren't going our way doesn't give us the right not to honor God. Just because God isn't answering our prayers and what we want and how we want it exactly word for word doesn't mean he doesn't love us. You know, God respects the respect that we have for God and the honor that we show to God is what matters. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We come to you with honor for you and love for you. Lord, we come to you knowing that we might not give you the honor that you deserve. We come to you with knowing that we probably need to show you more honor. Lord, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on showing you more honor and being more honorable in our life and realizing the people that are working hard, that need honor and need to know that they're appreciated. Lord, you are the one that we honor. You're the High Almighty. Lord, we pray that you understand that today and we come closer to you, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen. I'm looking forward to next Sunday. I can't wait to be back into service. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Other than that, I will see you next Sunday. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.